This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When John saw the glorified Christ as described in Revelation 1:13 through 16, it says in verse 17, he fell at his feet as though dead. Now that's not surprising when you understand something of the glorious majesty and awesome splendor of Christ glorified. But Jesus didn't leave him there cowering in his presence. He reached out and placed his right hand on him and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever." Verses 17 and 18. The title, "The First and the Last," refers to his eternity. He was not created. He was the Creator. Christ is God. This title is followed by a life history of Christ in one sentence. He was the beginning, he will be the ending. But in between these two facts, we see the focal point of history, the cross and the empty tomb. For the space of 3 days and three nights, history was at a standstill. He was dead. This is what God Almighty was willing to do in order to save you and me. Reflecting on this great event, it's no wonder that hymn writers have penned so many glorious poems of praise. "Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. And love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all." Do these statements express what is in your heart as you reflect on Christ's triumphant mission? Why not take a moment right now to humbly praise and thank Him?